there was not clear where from these temperature ranges coming, so, and we could not clarify it. So therefore this reference to the temperature should be deleted. So risk foods are refrigerated, and then, yeah, and therefore we do not know what is the temperature danger zone, and therefore I think it would be the best, it's important to keep high-risk foods refrigerated. So that's my proposal now. And then 5413. So here, regarding this flowering bulbs and fresh flowers, so it should not be said are excluded from this code, because definitely even when we are carrying flowering bulbs and fresh flowers, they are subject to the CTU code, but they are not subject to this section. So this is, I think, the meaning. Yeah. So, specific requirements for some perishable cargo, including horticultural products such as flowering bulbs and fresh flowers, are not subject to this section. Are not subject to this section. And 5421. 5421 here. We should replace the term shipping company by carrier. And we have in the second line, we have the word exporters, which should be replaced by shippers. And then in 5422, we have overseas market. So in this expression, we delete overseas, shed to the market. Yeah. So, and then in 5432, I propose to combine all these three subpoints by one, by a new wording which comprises everything which is in these three subpoints, and then the wording should read proper packing, comma, vigilant handling, comma, temperature control, and effective cold chain management are crucial throughout the journey for the safe delivery to consignee. So, and then in 5433, also combine all these subpoints to one new wording. Temperature control is crucial to prevent bacterial growth and to maintain freshness and quality. And then in 5434, we bring these, yeah, we bring these two sub points together into one without subdivision. So we leave the wording but bring everything together so that we have only, yeah.